Be a tough one to follow up, huh?
Yeah.
Say a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, just
beating
a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody good?
Yeah.
All right, man. I guess first of all, just what was that moment like? You know, the room erupts. You guys know you're in the NCAA tournament. You see your name on the screen. Coach Goff is choking back tears. Just
oh man.
How emotional and rewarding was that moment for you guys?
It's surreal, truly. I mean, just from the past, from my freshman and sophomore year, we ended the season losing a series, you know. So just coming in this year with all the new guys and the team and how we've clicked and so forth, it's just awesome to be able to bond over that. So
with that work ethic and having to go through those tough times, how much more rewarding does it make it to know that you guys have made it in the tournament?
It's the best. Yeah, truly, it's the best. Just going through the fall workouts that we had with each other, just getting used to each other and how we play and all the personalities that came in and so forth, it's just – it's surreal, you know. It's awesome.
When you hear that it's been 29 years since this school has been to an NCAA tournament regional, that's pretty historic stuff. And now you guys, I mean, no matter what happens, your name's in the history books.
Exactly.
How rewarding is that?
It's awesome. I mean, to be able to, in the future, just be able to tell your kids, like, I was a part of that. You know, I think that's where it's the best for me, you know, to be able to represent this community and this university for the first time in 29 years going to a regional. It's awesome.
After your freshman year getting 15 wins, how do you put into perspective how this program has come with you being a part of it and enduring the struggles in your first year?
Right. It's I guess the word I'm going to be using a lot is awesome, you know, because it's truly awesome. It's a great turnaround for this program. Coach Goff and the coaching staff have done a great job bringing in the guys we need to be able to win. And again, being a part of this team is just something that I'll be forever grateful for.
How do y'all make sure now going into that y'all go into this thing not just, you know, happy to be here, because obviously it's a big moment for this school.
Right. Like I said to Sean the other day, I mean, we're a bunch of scrappy dirtbags, you know. That's how we play. We're gonna give it our all till the last out, you know. It's gonna be tough to beat us, truly. I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but we're just a team that plays well together. Whoever we're playing, I mean, it's shown with our record this season. So,
how much credit do you give Coach for making baseball relevant at Louisiana Tech again for the first time in probably several decades?
I mean, I give all the credit to God, first of all, but truly for Coach to come into this, the atmosphere that he came into with baseball kind of struggling for as long as it had, it's just he's done a fantastic job. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great coach. And he hired the guys that we needed to help us win. And, again, he brought in the recruits that we needed. So he's done a great job.
When you look at the way the offense has been playing, you know, Brent just said pitching and defense needs to improve. Y'all led all teams in hitting, but you also led all teams with errors. So how much do those aspects need to come around for y'all to put together a more complete game, I guess, in the regional?
I mean, we need to play a complete game, like you just said. We need to be able to pitch. We need to be able to make the plays when we need to make the plays. And we need to be able to drive in the runs when we need to drive in the runs. You know, it's just the whole game of baseball, you know. We just need to be successful at that. So.
What do you think of the draw heading to Stark Vegas regional?
I was just – we were happy with wherever we would have been going, you know. To get the opportunity to play in a regional for the first time in 29 years, it's something special. So we're excited that it's our neighboring state, you know, so we can have that fan base follow us over there. So,
Coach has been pretty stressed out the last 24 hours. what have the players been like? I know, you know, Cody said that he felt that y'all were in, but he said a couple of other guys were nervous after the loss Saturday. So what was the kind of the players' point of view heading into today?
I mean, we just wanted to be optimistic, knowing that we had a shot to make it. After we saw LSU pass by, I mean, we kind of got nervous and shaken, you know. It was just it is what it is. I mean, it was awesome to be put in Starkville, and now that weight can kind of be lifted off our shoulders. Good?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.